This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Chadburn man is under $250,000 secured bond on firearm and drug charges. Houston Edward Scott, age 27, was arrested Saturday by the sheriff's office. He allegedly had a stolen AR-15 rifle, alprazolam tablets, marijuana, and cocaine in his possession when he tried to flee from deputies. Scott was arrested in March on a different charge of possession of a firearm by a felon. He was also previously convicted of assault with a deadly weapon. Sheriff Bill Rogers is urging anyone with information to come forward after a child was struck by gunfire in Cerro Gordo on Monday. Witnesses have not been very cooperative, Rogers said. The 4-year-old sustained a bullet wound to the neck and was transferred to UNC hospitals. His grandmother was cut by flying glass when someone opened fire on their vehicle. Residents of the town reported hearing 30 to 40 gunshots during the 8:15 shooting that occurred on Railroad Street. Investigators are working with the FBI on the case. Representative Brandon Jones said Wednesday that the General Assembly will meet twice more this year to finalize aid packages in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Jones also said he looks forward to working with the new officials who will be sworn in this January. Republicans maintained a slim majority in the legislature after Tuesday. They did have a veto-proof majority for the last two terms. Jones was reelected without opposition this week. Statewide, Republican leaders are blaming down-ballot losses to the controversial candidacy of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson and his loss to Josh Stein for the governor's seat. Stein handily defeated Robinson for the state's top seat despite taking Columbus County. Rachel Hunt will replace Robinson as lieutenant governor. Jeff Jackson will also be sworn in as the state's attorney general, placing Democrats in the three most powerful political positions in the state. Mo Green, a Democrat, will hold the job of superintendent of public instruction. Democrat Elaine Marshall, who has a reputation for crossing the aisle, was reelected as secretary of state. Republicans held the commissioners of insurance and agriculture and now control the state's purse strings as well, with the election of Dave Bolick as auditor and Brad Briner as state treasurer. Columbus County voted strongly in favor of the entire Republican slate in national, state, and local judicial offices. Veteran County Commissioner Giles Byrd was the only Democrat to defeat a GOP challenger on the local level. Veterans Day events are going to make for a busy weekend across our area. The County Veterans Day Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Wyville. Hallsboro Baptist Church will host a Veterans Recognition Service and reception at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Nakana's famous Veterans Parade is Sunday at 2. Monday will be the groundbreaking of the new Outreach Center at the Veterans Memorial Park at 11 a.m., as well as a ceremony, and there will be a Veterans Day ceremony at the courthouse at 11 a.m. Historian Chris Fonville will speak at the Southeastern Genealogical Society this Saturday. He'll be delving into the story of Polly Slocum and the Battle of Moores Creek Bridge from his newest book, More Curious Tales from Old Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear. The Society meets at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail in Wyville. The meeting starts at 2 p.m., but some members always arrive early to share family history. Saturday is the big flock swap at Gerganus Farm Store in Wyville. Chickens, ducks, guineas, geese, goats, and more will be available from 8 until 2. The farm store is located in the Roses Shopping Center on Madison Street. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.